The Delaware Department of Correction is moving hundreds of inmates to a prison in Pennsylvania. Some inmates' families are anxious their loved ones will be among those transferred out of state. Under a deal with the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, the state will send up to 330 inmates out of state. Rochelle Wilson says that has families of inmates worried. Those with at least 5 years left on their sentences may be transferred out of state. Wilson's son, Justin, is locked up at the Vaughn Correctional Center, and she says prison officials won't tell her if he's on the list. She claims correctional officers are moving inmates around at 2 a.m. without letting them or their families know ahead of time. A spokeswoman for DOC says prior knowledge of a transfer can put officers and inmates at risk. Wilson says there's a real financial cost for families if their loved ones are moved, especially if they aren't fortunate to have private transportation, as she does.
Look at the money that it's going to cost me if they send my son away. Look at how much it's going to cost me every week or every 2 weeks whenever I can get a visit, not to mention putting commissary. How much it's going to cost back and forth and back and forth, up and down the roads, gas, time, tolls.
Governor John Carney defends the move, saying decreasing the number of correctional officers having to work mandatory overtime improves prison safety.
The idea is temporarily move some of those inmates outside so you don't have to cover as many posts, and that'll relieve the need for that kind of overtime.
But officials also expect the transfers to save the first state money. Director of the Office of Budget and Management, Mike Jackson, discussed the cost savings with some lawmakers concerned about the plan in September. He says Delaware may save between $8 and $10 million in costs this year. Wilson remains concerned about her son getting the services he's been promised. She says the court ordered Justin to complete certain programs in prison, but 8 years later, he's still waiting to get into them.
So my son, who's waiting for programming, who's been ordered to do programming, and now finally after 8 years, may have an opportunity to do that. Now you're going to get up and just move him? Something's wrong with that.
A report released in July to address conditions at Vaughn that helped spark the 2017 riot there called for hiring more officers, adding inmate programs, and decreasing mandatory overtime. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.